1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Funeral services today for Hirsch Goldberg Poland, the 23-year-old kidnapped on October 7th. He and five others held for more than 300 days before being murdered by Hamas, their bodies retrieved from a tunnel under Rafah.
Analysts tell ABC News their deaths show Hamas is running out of resources and may be running out of room in those tunnels after months of Israeli advances. Prime Minister Netanyahu accuses Hamas of refusing to negotiate after the killing of one of the group's top leaders in July. Now the U.S. reportedly plans to present a, quote, take it or leave it deal in the coming weeks. The Washington Post reporting, if Israel and Hamas fail to accept the deal, it could mark the end of U.S.-led negotiations.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. Thousands of hotel workers, many for Omni, Hyatt, and Hilton chains, on strike in eight cities. Talks between their union and the hotel owners broke down last week. Showing how important Pennsylvania is in the November election, President Biden and Vice President Harris both taking part in Pittsburgh's Labor Day parade today. This is ABC News.
Host your private event at one of the most premier event spaces in downtown Green Bay. At Heights Pub and Parlor, we provide parties with an unforgettable experience by blending historic and modern elegance into one atmosphere. Enjoy our second-story parlor where you'll experience superb service from a personal bartender and handcrafted meals by our kitchen. Plus, you can enjoy the third-story loft to relax and enjoy close company. Schedule your private event today, as 2024 events are filling out fast. Follow us on Facebook or head to heightsgb.com to find out how.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. All over the state this weekend, law enforcement will be cracking down on drunk driving. Every year, over Labor Day weekend, authorities participate in the Drive Sober, Get Pulled Over campaign. Police, sheriff's deputies, and state troopers will all be part of extra patrols. With the prevalence of rideshare apps in many places, it's never been easier to get a safe ride home. And as a last resort, AAA is offering free tows all weekend. And if you'll be out on the water at all this weekend, please wear a life jacket. According to the Department of Natural Resources, 13 people have died on the water so far this season, and 9 of them weren't wearing life vests. Remember, under state law, you need to have one available for every person on board. And not just any life jacket, it needs to be one that fits them. Officials say alcohol and poor decision-making are the two biggest contributing factors to death on the water. That's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
This is news from WISS and WGBW. Two people in northeast Wisconsin are dead from West Nile virus. A third was in the hospital last we knew. They're the first human cases in Wisconsin this year, and they happened in Outagamie, Fond du Lac, and Brown counties. Health officials say all three were diagnosed in July. The two who died, died in August. West Nile virus has been found in mosquitoes, animals, and healthy blood donors whose blood screened positive. The new $35 million Menominee Indian High School in Keshena is open. The old high school is now the middle school. All three buildings in the district are now on one campus. It was built with natural, sustainable materials. It has expanded labs for Menominee language learning, a fieldhouse gym, a technical education wing, and a food harvest lab. Students are learning to manage wild game as part of the Menominee culture. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Brewers blanked the Giants. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports. Milwaukee's Aaron Civale and Aaron Ashby combined for a two-hit shutout to give the Brewers a series win over San Francisco. Manager Pat Murphy said the Brewers have been exceeding expectations.
This team is, as soon as you think they're, I don't know about this club. They don't have this guy. Who's this guy? They don't have enough of this. They don't have enough of that. They got enough of something.
The Brewers piled up 8 hits in the 6-0 victory. Now the Brewers turn the page to a doubleheader Friday against the Cincinnati Reds in Ohio, where temperatures are expected to be around 100 degrees. The Wisconsin Badgers kick off their football season tonight against Western Kentucky at 8 p.m. It's the second year of the Luke Fickell era after going 7-6 a year ago. You can hear the Badgers tonight on our Civic Media stations WRJN, WRCE, WFHR, and WLAK, or on the free Civic Media app. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
It is going to be a really nice Labor Day today. Mostly sunny, 74 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at only around 5. Tonight, clear, 52. Tomorrow, sunshine, 76. Then on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
You know, Greg Bach, I think it is time I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident you're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a special Labor Day edition of the show. We'll look back at Wisconsin history and Labor Day. Be with us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome to a Labor Day edition of Mino and the Mayor, featuring longtime broadcaster John Mino and 16-year mayor of Green Bay, Jim Schmidt. We've got the day off today, but we thought, what was one of the most iconic shows we've done all summer long to kind of wrap up summer? And we remember the anniversary show that wasn't, from June 26th. If you did hear it the first time, it's new to you. And if you did hear it, it's still worth a listen.
Good morning! Happy Wednesday to you, everybody.
More than that,
happy anniversary, Mr. Mayor.
To you, Mr. Mino. This has been...
To Todd.
To Todd.
We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Todd.
Yes.
We would not be sitting here if it wasn't for Todd.
I was not here a year ago.
I know, but we were...
We didn't
thank you, Todd.
Thank you, Todd, for showing up, because this wouldn't be a quiet time if you didn't show up.
I think I was in the studio like 3 days later, though, wasn't I?
I don't know. We went through two people before you.
Yeah, I think I came in like to try and...
Oh, my God. Save it. Here we are. So just for the listeners, and I don't know if there's anyone who listened a year ago today, but a year ago today, Johnny and I came on the radio and started our show, and I was... talking to my wife last night. She goes, I remember how nervous you were, because I had never done radio. Johnny, of course, 40 years. And we got here, and it was out of Madison then, wasn't it? They were calling us from Madison.
Yeah.
You guys are going on in 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And I had all these notes and flow charts. If this doesn't go, we'll
I remember we had arrows. It has a note, and they have an arrow pointing that, and I circled. And another one going down this way and circled.
Go here. If no,
right,
go there.
Right. Exactly. That's just me. And Johnny's looking out the window. I'm like,
I was like cleaning my nails.
Right. I'm like, we're coming on pretty soon. Anyway, helped me be more
relaxed. Marked tremendously well. Like a little caterpillar.
Oh, man. This has been fun. And Todd really.
One year. Hard to believe, though.
It is.
You know, I know everybody says that, but it is true. Where does time go?
I know, right?
Why is it when you get older, time just.
It's the 4th of July next week already.
I know.
That's half a summer.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
But, you know, as we get older.
How do we slow it down?
A year becomes a less.
Yeah,
the sense of our life. When you were a kid, summer lasted forever, but that was, you know.
I remember one time, it's funny how you think about little things. Remember being in a bar how many times do I start a story like that?
I was just going to say
being in a bar, yeah. You can take that away because now we kind of know that.
But me and my buddy, we're in college. And in the junior college, we went down to Minneapolis for a game. And we're sitting in this bar in Dinkytown, which is a really cool area in Minneapolis, right by the college. And we met these ladies, you know, these girls. And my buddy Punky, Jeff Punkowitz, he'd been in the Marines and everything. And we were saying, hello, I was 19, and he was 22, but a freshman in college at 22, he's been in the Marines. And the girl goes, well, you're only as old as you feel. I'm never at 22. And it's like, wow, he's 22. Yeah. Holy cow, man. Yeah.
Anyway, yes, it's
what do you think has been the highlight of the year? If we have any texters out there that have been with us basically from the beginning, tell us about the highs and lows what you've experienced with our show.
We'll leave the lows out.
Well, either way. Okay. Sometimes the lows are the most
fun.
But,
you know, speaking of the lows, though,
you know what? When I get together with my old radio people, do we talk about the great highs? Yeah. What do we talk about?
As do we when we bring the band back together at the city hall, it's like the lowest council meeting.
Absolutely.
It's like, do you remember that when you flew off the handle? It's like, yeah, sure.
Absolutely.
Do.
So if anybody's listening, right, let us know what you remember of the highs or lows from the show or the best guests or anything like that. Right. Text us, please.
And you know, it was almost a year yesterday, but yesterday I may have made a tactical mistake, and you jumped on me. Listen to the show. But we're talking about Carly Simon was 81.
Got a nice text. Happy anniversary to you guys.
All right. We're happy.
Lisa. Hi, thank you, Lisa.
And then I just want to say that I was thinking about this yesterday. So then we talked about Linda Ronstadt, and yeah, I said, boy, there's...
But problems.
I said, and you guys just both jumped on me big time.
Well, like, we both love Linda Ronstadt. Linda Ronstadt, we talk album covers. Okay, Carly Simon album cover with the tank top, whatever, the big floppy cap, and Linda Ronstadt with the rollerblades and knee socks, Todd?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, all right. I maybe didn't see that.
I think you were thinking of Janis Joplin, maybe?
You know what? That's who I was thinking of.
Okay.
They're about the same age.
Yeah.
One heavy on heroin.
Yes.
And
killed her.
And had a very promiscuous sex life.
Yes.
Janis Joplin.
Yeah.
Okay. That was, and they, I don't know that they look a lot alike, but they don't.
No,
they look
not nothing, no. nothing, nothing, nothing.
Well, they both
nothing.
Have brown hair. I just want to say, you guys, a little different. It's not like one was black, one was white.
Everybody with brown hair looks
well,
the same.
I just want to say,
wow.
But they were the same age. It was within a couple of years. So anyway, yes, they were.
Same era.
That's better. And I want to say that Linda Ronstadt, though, she was with Moonbeam for a while, wasn't she? That crazy governor of California?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a little weird.
What's his name?
Jerry Brown.
You're right.
Remember him?
Did he? No, he's not the one that got caught on that yacht with somebody else. Was it where it said, like, fun times or kinky times? Remember the name of the boat was something? He was going to run for president.
Oh, yeah.
And then it had, remember the name of the boat? There's a picture of him and that, like, I think a girl that worked for him, a hot blonde, sitting on his lap. Oh, what was the name of the boat? It was, like, so apropos.
That didn't sound like, well, I don't know.
Was that Jerry Brown?
I don't know that.
No? Okay.
Usually those East Coast guys like the yachts. I don't know. Anyway, I just want to, I wasn't all wrong, is what I'm saying.
No, you weren't all wrong, Jerry. They have brown
but not
hair.
Right, you know. Yeah. You know.
Even
right.
though Linda Ronstadt, or, I mean, even though Janis Joplin didn't really have brown hair. But you're right, you're right.
It was Janis Joplin. That's who I was thinking of. So I'm done. All right, I just want to, that was my one mistake of the year.
Who am I thinking of, though? The guy, it killed his chances to be president. Yeah, Gary Hart.
Yeah,
Gary Hart.
He was a West Coast guy. You're right.
But then, what was the name of the boat? It was like something that was like, oh my God, it couldn't be worse for him.
And then it got worse for him.
Did it then? Well, he had to drop out.
Well, no, but didn't he?
There was somebody else with that, right? Who was it?
With the intern?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, an intern too.
Somebody was it? I don't know.
What?
Yeah. No.
All right. The monkey business was the name of his boat.
That's what it was.
Thank you, Todd.
All right. Okay.
You don't want to vote for somebody that is a boat.
Right. Yeah, it's Gary Hart.
We got some text here. The best part, the extra hour. Another one, Oktoberfest.
Well, isn't that nice of you saying the extra hour?
No, because they didn't say whether that was a positive or negative. It was a high or low. Right?
All right, make
it
an assumption.
But it does have exclamation points. Congratulations, guys. We got that. I got another one. Okay, I have one, the high point. I really think the conversation with Kristen Lyerly about prostate cancer in women is a high point.
And if you don't remember that.
That's when John asked her, have you had your prostate out? And she's like, what?
I told you that before. I don't know women's body parts.
I thought the question was, do women get prostate cancer?
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, something like that.
Anyway, yeah.
That was funny. That's a good
thank
listener.
You, people. Please keep them coming. Let us know what's been the high point or low point of our year.
But I was telling these guys before the show, I met with a potential advertiser yesterday and very much enjoys the show. And he goes, what I like about you guys is sometimes retail people, even though they may have their own personal beliefs, you got to kind of stay out of controversial things, you know, like politics. And they may have gotten off another show that they were on before because the guy went too rogue. And he just said, I just really enjoy it.
Well, you represent them.
Yeah. And he said, look, if they're going to do something with us, and it'd be fun to announce them, but hopefully in the next week or two.
Great.
We got a great text from Sheila. She says, I'm so happy you two decided to start a show. It's what I look forward to each morning, especially Mondays. It gets my day going. I love how different Mino and the mayor are from each other. Great together, like peanut butter and jelly.
Thank you, Sheila.
Wasn't that nice?
Very nice of you.
I thought it
very
was
nice.
Oil and vinegar, but no, it is. It's we are two different people, though. I mean, and we've known each other for what? 20 years.
Ever since you were first.
Right.
Yeah.
And yet we didn't know each other.
Todd and I are both laughing at text that just came through. We want you to read this one, Jim.
Wait. Out of my glasses.
Go on.
It says, morning, men. Jim, congratulations. It looks like you've made it. What time is the helicopter dropping by?
Give it the bell, Tom.
All right, the bell. All right. Oh, man.
When's the ping pong drop?
That was a good idea.
That was a great idea.
No,
Oh my God. We got to tell this story, though, Todd. So this morning, I'm walking on the sidewalk to come to the store, and there's Jim heading that way, north on Washington Street. It's like, why are you heading away from the studio, Jim? And I come in, I said, okay, this is weird. I think I just saw Jim driving the opposite direction, and now he's turning around. What? Tell it why, Todd.
Well, because when I pulled up this morning to park where we normally park, just on City Deck Court here, there's a row of spots right next to the station. Yep. They were all bagged off. And I realized at that point, at about 5:15 this morning, that it was part of Jim's idea for the ping pong ball drop.
For the anniversary party, the helicopter, so nobody can park there today.
That's why they're bagged off.
Yes.
I sent that in.
Yes.
So I'm in my office and I see Jim pull up, and then I see him immediately turn around and go the street.
I thought they were maybe painting the lines. Oh, that is.
Oh, is that a classic? Oh, that one will live in infamy.
Well, at least the city listens to us.
Oh my God.
And that was a while ago. I sent it to him. I said, block off because we're going to have a.
But the funny part is, no, you can't park there.
You got to park out there.
All right. We can take the bags off.
That is phenomenal.
DPW listens to us. So you guys come take the bags off. Oh, damn. That would have been good, though. All right, I'm going to save it for our 5-year anniversary.
That'll be great.
Okay.
Right. I was wondering when I drove it, I didn't see Todd's car. I thought, and then I see they're all bagged off. I'm like, I wonder what that's for.
So, did you just realize now that that's the
reality? Yes, I did. I just realized. it just came to me. It's like, that's why.
That's beautiful. Yeah. If anything sums up our 1 year,
it's that.
He biatches and complains. Because every day he can't find a quarter, turn out there to fill the meter. And today he doesn't have to because he got the city to shut them all down. And they did such a great job that even he can't park there.
Oh, God.
Oh, could have parked there for free today. That would have been like anniversary.
You should go park there.
I could. Yeah.
See what they say.
We're the ones.
Hey, buddy. Isn't that closed off?
Just
the mayor wants the ex-mayor wants these all closed off. Yeah. I am the ex-mayor. Sure you are, buddy.
Oh, my God. All right.
Beautiful.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, next year we'll do it. But anyway, it is a year. It's been a year. It's been great. I mean, when you were a kid, and maybe Todd, thought you might be in radio or TV.
Yep.
I did. You know what?
Never did.
When I was a junior in high school, we all had to do a vocation or career type thing. Yeah. And, huge report, had a job shadow whatever. And mine was being a radio disc jockey.
That's pretty cool that your parents supported you, and I think they did, but to do that. And I think sometimes kids come up with stuff, and the parents are like, no money
in
that.
I never thought I was going to be on TV. Not in a million years.
I don't believe that.
Oh, no.
In theater.
But I didn't have that TV look.
I was talking to the...
Back in those days...
Oh, I don't know,
they had that look.
You're always bragging about how you look like Bob Dylan or whatever.
Well, I'm not sure there's a lot of people on TV that want to look like Bob Dylan. Wow.
That is true.
Yeah. That's really true. All right. What did you want to be?
Wait a minute.
Todd, we're going to hit to a quick break. You got to play a song from the exact era when I was doing that WOLD.
I'll get that.
When we come back, we'll play that.
Yeah.
That
I'll tell you what I want to be. Yes.
Okay.
All right.
We're going to set a break.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
And now for the Pella play-by-play, I'm Jeff Levering alongside Gina Della from Pella.
Thanks, Jeff. How do you say welcome?
With a new entry door from Pella.
Say it with color.
Like baseball bat oak or foul pole yellow.
Say it with class.
Like following players' unwritten baseball rules.
With clarity.
Like a no-doubter shot off the scoreboard.
And with this great deal, 0% interest for up to 60 months with no money down in equal payments.
That's the ball game. A Pella walk-off.
Schedule your free in-home consultation at PellaWI.com.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome again to the Labor Day edition of Mino and the Mayor. The guys have the day off, but we're celebrating summer with, I think, one of the best shows we had all summer long, which was our anniversary show on June 26th. And some hilarity ensues because Jim, former mayor of Green Bay, forgot to cancel some of the festivities he set up for our non-anniversary show extravaganza. Thanks for listening to Mino and the Mayor. Enjoy Labor Day.
Hello, honey, it's me. What did you think when you heard me back on the radio? What did the kids say when they knew it was
Harry Chapin? Yeah, 1973.
Yeah, Hempstead, New York.
Oh,
till you died.
Love this song.
Remember how we listened to the radio, and I said that's the place to be. And how I got the job as an FM jock the day you married me.
It yeah, he's great.
Kids and I was into AM rock, but I just had to run around.
AM rock.
It's been 8 years since I left you, babe. Let me tell you about what's gone down. I am the morning DJ at WOLD. Playing all the hits for you, wherever you may be. The bright good morning voice, who's heard but never seen. Feeling all of 45, going on 15.
Wow. I love that
great
song.
Great lyrics. Yeah. He captured the business so well in that song. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's almost sad because you sit here going, oh, God, that's kind of me, you know?
I know. Where, Kate, can you go to the one part?
How about the...
Somebody had me some drinks on my last big gig. It made my voice go... Hang it. Can we... Yeah. Hang
on. Down to Tulsa, Oklahoma, to do me
this captures the life of radio people.
Now I've worked my way down home again.
Boise, Idaho.
That's how this...
Love Harry Chapin.
Yeah.
Taxi is still one of my all-time favorite songs.
Oh, man.
All-time favorite. Taxi.
I like the Growing Up Just Like Me. Is that the same song? My Boy's Just Like Me.
No.
He was at the Carlton.
That's Cats in the Cradle.
Cats in the Cradle.
He was at the Carlton?
Oh, yeah. I got his autograph somewhere.
Oh, my God. I would have driven to Green Bay if I had known that.
Yep. Harry Chapin was there. He was great.
Wow.
He didn't bring a huge orchestra, I remember, but he...
He's kind of acoustical.
He kind of is.
Yeah.
And he...
Okay, I think it's this part right here. Okay, it's coming up. I love that. That's when Murph started wearing a hat. Okay, I think it's coming up right now. All right, never mind.
All right.
A great song. Harry Chapin. Loved Harry Chapin.
Yes.
I could sing the entire song to Taxi if you want.
That's okay.
It was raining hard in Frisco. I needed one more fare for the night.
No, they...
A lady up ahead waved to flag me down. She got in at the light. I said, where you going to, my lady blue? Have you ruined your gown in the rain? She just looked out the window, said 15 Parkside Lane. There was something about her was familiar. I knew I'd seen the face before. She said, you must be mistaken. And she didn't say anything more. It took a while till she looked in the mirror. And she glanced at the license for my name. A smile came over her slowly. It was a sad smile just the same.
Okay.
And she said, how are you, Harry?
Okay, yeah.
And I said, how are you, Sue? After so many years and so many tears, I still remember you.
And I can't.
Couple more texts this morning. Right. Vicky says, starts my day on a high note. My favorite segments are when it's just Mino and the mayor. You never know where that's going.
Luann
said, I agree. It's not only entertaining, but so much information. I've learned from both of you things are going on in the community and public services that I didn't know about.
Awesome. That's our goal. Nice. That was our goal
that
from
is
day one.
Right,
that was our goal from day one.
Inform.
Have some fun, but yet, you know, right. Be a kind of a voice, not a voice, but a conduit for the community of what's going on.
Right. Like,
you know what I remember, though, about those songs? When, okay, well, WLD, this could be a weird thing. I remember
really?
When, yeah,
wow.
I was in high school.
Yeah.
As junior in high school. And I was on the basketball team. Didn't play much. I'll be honest. We had a really great team. We were number three in the state, and we got upset by Ontonagon in the districts. Long story, whatever.
The state goes, the whole state of Michigan
in class B.
That's Detroit. That's that whole.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. We're number three in the state.
Class B, and there was only one above you.
Yeah.
And what is it? 1,200 kids, or what was class B?
We had probably 600 kids in our high school.
Oh, that's pretty small. Wow. You were third in the I don't know if I believe that. You were little Nagani.
All the other schools we were rated with were the same size. You know, we're all.
Yeah, I know, but that's probably pretty good.
It was. We had a great, phenomenal team. Phenomenal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, go ahead.
Sorry. One of our players was ended up being Tom Izzo's best man because he played at Northern alongside of him. Another one became head coach at Northern. He played big-time college basketball. Another one was one of the all-time leading scorers at the school he went to. I mean, we were loaded.
Yeah.
What I'm getting at is it was the worst year of my life for sports because I had a thing called, you ever hear of plantar warts?
Yes.
Plantar warts. I had them in my foot, at the bottom of my foot, my heel. So in the morning, I had to miss a class all the time and go to the doctors, and they'd put like acid in your foot. That was such torture all day, and I'd try to practice. I couldn't even practice. And when I'd take a shower, I'd have to put a – and this is where I got the idea about the mosquitoes. Put a plastic bag over your thing they do and then spray Raid on it. Because when I took a shower, I had to wear a plastic bag over my foot and tape it on. Have you ever heard of that? Plantar warts? Most painful?
I've heard of that. It was on TV. Isn't that like a commercial for something?
Maybe, but they literally take acid and they put it in where the wound is, and it's the most painful. It's like they could take a hot welding iron and stick it in your foot and be the same feeling. Anybody out there ever have? You never hear about them again. Anybody out there ever have plantar warts?
Because probably those doctors lost their license.
Maybe. I don't know.
I think up there,
what I'm saying is,
your doctors
I remember
were
sitting,
like,
that doctors song was on, really popular. I'd be listening to that song waiting to go into the doctor's office.
I think the doctors up there were people doctors on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and veterinarians on Tuesdays, Tuesdays and Thursdays.
So, yeah, Jim? So?
Yeah. So?
Johnny.
Wow. But you never, are they painful? I haven't heard of them ever since. I've never heard of the term plantar warts. Plantar, I think it's pronounced.
Yeah, I don't. I heard of them, but I don't know why. I thought it was.
If you get them, I'm telling you, it's the most painful thing you'll. I'm sure now treatment is a little bit different. Yeah. But I never forget. He would take a swab thing and he would dip it in this acid and he'd put it right into your foot, kind of like, you know, right where the thing was, because it left like a hole in there, and he'd swab it in with that acid. Whoa! Insanely painful.
That's why I drink.
Insane. Oh. I had torsion of the private parts, and this was just as painful. Okay. But they said the torsion thing, same as childbirth. I even tried convincing Dr. Kristen about that.
Yeah, I think she would know a little bit more about childbirth than
you. I've experienced things. I've experienced things.
So do women get
plantar
warts? Torsion of the testicle? I don't know.
Oh, that.
Yeah. Sorry, but that's what it was. That's the proper term.
John would be like, let's ask
Got
her.
That in football. Right. Same year I got that and the plantar warts. Bad year.
Your junior year was a bad.
Bad.
That was by far my best year in high school.
But I kept these weird things kept starting to happen to me.
So Jim, I need you to come up with your original weights on this date a year ago.
Yeah, I got it right.
We're going to talk about that when we get.
And we got $100 riding on this.
That's right. That's right.
All right.
And we'll find out who had to pay the $100 coming up as the Labor Day edition of Mino and the Mayor, our anniversary show from June 26th, continues next.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It really does feel like we're the center of the presidential election here in the Badger State. This week, we had a visit from President Donald Trump in La Crosse, and then his running mate for Vice President J.D. Vance was in De Pere, and then the Democrats will be back here next week. Democratic Vice Presidential nominee Tim Walz will be in Milwaukee on Monday, and President Joe Biden will be in southwestern Wisconsin on Tuesday. And expect some heavier traffic this weekend, of course. Domestic travel is expected to be 9% higher than it was last year. And a gallon of gas is 34 cents cheaper than last year, too. AAA says the busiest times on the road are Friday afternoon. Luckily, that's behind us now. And all day Monday, so just be ready to be patient. Airports are also expected to be swamped. Enjoy, and wherever you're going, whatever you're doing, please be safe on this long weekend. That's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This is Civic Media News.
This is news from WISS and WGBW. An Amaro man is sentenced to 30 years in prison for killing his girlfriend last year. He's also ordered to pay more than $27,000 in restitution and spend 20 years under supervision. Joseph Olvera avoided a mandatory life prison term by pleading no contest to first-degree reckless homicide. Joanna Schultz was killed on March 11th of 2023. The criminal complaint says Olvera called police to report the death and indicated he planned to kill himself. An inmate at the Green Bay State Prison died of strangulation. That's according to the autopsy for 19-year-old Micah Laureano. Authorities say his cellmate is the suspect. Formal charges could be filed late next week. 24-year-old Jackson Vogel and Laureano had only shared a cell for a few hours before Laureano was found dead Tuesday. Vogel was doing time for attempted homicide in Manitowoc County. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're a celebrity, every summer is the summer to get drunk in the Hamptons and run off the road. But this is the summer to get caught doing so. First, it was Justin Timberlake, and now we'll add disgraced TV host Matt Lauer's daughter, Rami, to the list. Page Six reports that Rami, 20 years old and an avid equestrian, went off the road in the early morning hours of July 5th and fled the scene, but left a license plate behind. Someone should have told her that horses don't need license plates. The hat worn by Harrison Ford in the movie Indiana Jones Temple of Doom recently sold in an auction for $630,000. The hat was showcased early in the film when Jones and Short Round jumped from a plane about to crash. The high cost for the hat was much more than other celebrity items that were auctioned off, such as Justin Timberlake's French toast that went for just over $1,000 in 2000, or Scarlett Johansson's used tissue from The Tonight Show in 2008. True stories. Check them out.
For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weekdays from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be a really nice Labor Day today. Mostly sunny, 74 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at only around 5. Tonight, clear, 52. Tomorrow, sunshine, 76. Then on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Iron Buffalo Saloon in Menkelville reminds us it's been years since the September 11th attacks, which occurred on our country's soil. Let's take time to remember the many first responders and everyone who lost their lives that day. Nowhere are people more courageous, selfless, caring, or more noble than in the United States of America. This from Iron Buffalo Saloon in Menkelville, providing live music most weekends at our outdoor bandstand and bar, thanking those who risked their lives on that fateful day.
Matt Nair on Air.
You know, Greg Bach, I think it is time I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident you're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Next up for Maggie and the Millionaires, we'll be talking with Saru Jayaraman. We'll also check in with Dr. Ben Weston, medical advisor to Milwaukee County, and Chef Adam Pavla.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
We hope you enjoy your Labor Day if you've got the day off. It's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt. They're off today. It's Todd. And we've put together a little remembrance of our anniversary show from June 26th of this year. Hilarity ensues coming up in just a bit. You've got to stay tuned. If you haven't heard this before, it's new to you.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor, our one-year anniversary show.
Still can't
1 year. Got a text here. Good morning. Tell Mino they now use liquid nitrogen to freeze the warts, and it still hurts like a mother. Kelly, a nurse from Green Bay. Happy. Has that been eradicated, though? I don't know another person that's ever had plantar warts.
I haven't heard about it.
That's what I mean. Yeah. I don't even know. How do you get them?
Yeah.
I don't know. Happy 1 year, boys. It's been a blast listening to you guys each morning heading to Milwaukee today for the Brewer Game.
Oh,
have
good.
A great day, Terry. Thank you, Terry.
Well, that's a... Those are fun, those noon games.
Yeah, absolutely.
That is, as I said, when I was looking around, I was like, don't you people work? I mean, there was probably 35, 40,000 people there. It was great. I mean,
well, it's summer, you know.
Yeah.
Take a day off, do whatever. I think that's great. I'm a huge fan. I know it's fun going to night games for football and everything. I'm still a huge fan of noon games.
Yeah.
Just give me the game at noon, the whole thing.
Oh, man.
You know?
Yeah. I don't know. Didn't grow up and taking.
I remember when we used to have to serve 11:30 mass on Sundays, and up there the game would be at 1, but right. It was still that thing. It's like, man, you got to run home, you got to eat fast, because you know Sunday dinner was always Sunday. The way it was Sunday dinner, that's the only time we called anything dinner. Everything else was supper, you know. But you know, Sunday dinner pretty much at noon, 12:30.
Yeah,
and that was always the big meal, you know, of the week.
Right.
And man, you just raced through that because you did not want to miss kickoff. Oh man, those were great days, weren't they? Though, when the Packers were back in that era.
Yep. And it was. You talk about what I talked about what football does, and there's so many friends of mine at my age that didn't live in the same town their dad did, but would call their dad after every game. And that's just a cool thing how...
Absolutely.
The NFL does so much more than the game. It's just this camaraderie. And I just got a call yesterday from a friend of mine, his son, I should say, that lives in Indianapolis. And, oh, I want to come up with my new girlfriend to the Colts game. Can you get me tickets? I mean, it's just a lot more than just football. It just did really... bring some awesome relationships together. So what's that?
I love our texters. Our texters are so much better than us. Happy anniversary, boys. Did I miss the ping pong ball drop from the helicopter? Stephanie,
just it's been postponed, Stephanie.
Indefinitely.
Helicopters couldn't fly there. It was a low ceiling. Yeah, John Mayer, we got to look out kind of a low ceiling here. We got cumulus clouds at 8,000 feet, and we're going to have to postpone the drop.
There you go.
We'll see if we get a window here, a clearing, and we'll drop them then. We're going to circle until then, all right?
Kudos to the city.
That just reminded me of this.
Yeah.
Kudos to the city for blocking off the street, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, all coordinated.
Yes. Yes.
Boy, yeah, 10-4, yeah. Big Ben, for sure. By golly, it's clean, clear, black.
Yes.
Yeah,
this reminds me of our show.
Absolutely. This was you, started you, the show. This is
right,
the very beginning.
You like this.
Yeah.
All right. I think it's enough, or else he's going to get going. So
I'm not going to do that today. I'm not going to annoy you by singing.
Little late now. You've already sang 22 songs. Thanks, Todd.
Cab over Pete with a reefer on and Jimmy hauling hogs.
We is heading for
bear. I want a mile out of Shaky Town.
I says, Pig Pen, this here's a rubber duck, and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Great song.
Oh, my God.
Great song.
You
actually,
like
you know,
song.
One of my, you know what I used to like? I like any song that refers to dates for some reason. Like, Ode to Billy Joe, 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty double day.
Yeah.
And on the, you remember Mac Davis?
Yeah.
He had a great song I really liked. It was called Summer the First Time. It was a hot afternoon, the last day of June, and the sun was a demon. You ever hear that song?
Are you sure it's by Mac Davis? Maybe Bobby Goldsboro?
Bobby Goldsboro.
Bobby Goldsboro.
I always get those two mixed up.
That was Honey.
No. Well, he did Honey.
Yes.
But he also did, you never heard, it's about a guy, 17-year-old kid, for the first time.
Clapping his hands for the first
boxing,
time.
No, boxing. Boxing.
Oh, okay.
Boxing.
Is that
that's
what it was?
Good. That's what it was.
Here you go. Was a hot afternoon. I told Billy Ray in his red Chevrolet. Remember this song?
No.
You don't remember this? 1973, I think. Todd, 73?
Let's see. Yeah, 73.
Jeez. This is Bobby Goldsboro?
Bobby Goldsboro.
73. God, we're young.
I could sing almost the entire song if you want.
Thank you. Don't.
I think this is when I first started. Afternoon. The last day of June. Do you remember this? I told Billy Ray in his red Chevrolet. The clouds were up. Do you remember this song at all?
I don't either, which is weird.
No, I remember Bobby Goldsboro, Honey. Wasn't that like unbelievably popular?
Yeah.
Like,
unbelievable.
I don't remember this song.
All right, hang on.
I told Billy Ray.
I mean, I can just
in his red Chevrolet.
Sounds like him.
Needed time for some thinking. Do you remember this?
No.
No. All right.
I don't.
All right. All right. Got
Todd,
another dice text here. Happy anniversary, boys. Because of this show, I started listening to radio again. Sarah, thank you, Sarah.
It's Sarah.
That's very nice of you.
We might send that one on to the boss. Yeah, that's, thank you.
Well, Todd's the boss, and he's
sitting right there.
So, he's sitting right there.
I think we're good. I think we're good. Got that taken care of.
Hey, we've, you know, being at our age, we have talked a little bit about our weight.
And yeah. We got to talk about this.
Todd, I gave you some numbers.
Let me just say something. So I put a thing on my Facebook yesterday. And I, you know, we had Mark Hewson on.
Yes.
And and he's an expert on, I mean, he's just amazing, okay?
Right.
Love him. Everything I've learned, he's helped make us better people.
This is the Bell and Sports Medicine guy.
Yeah.
Yes.
So he did this big thing last week about heat index and how it can just hit you. If you're out there, you're not drinking water and you're getting real hot, your body literally just, you know, microwaves itself on the inside, okay?
I don't remember that, but
whatever. Okay. So what do I do yesterday? Heat index was like 98.
Not yesterday.
I go out for 1 hour and 47 minutes on a walk. No water. Black t-shirt. And
glad you were listening.
Yeah. Okay, so I do that whole thing. 12,000, almost 13,000 steps.
Wow.
Yes. You know why?
Because of weigh-in.
Because we had a weigh-in today.
I was going to say.
And we got a $100 bet riding on it. I wanted to sweat out as much fat as humanly possible.
Literally. Mino this morning's like, I got to have coffee, but we got to do something first. I'm like, what do we have to do? He goes, it's weigh-in day.
Yeah.
I actually felt like, you know, if you got a grill and you got like sitting, you see that fat just like melting.
Yeah.
That's what I felt like I was doing, just burning off fat yesterday by doing that. And a guy actually stopped me on the trail. He's looking at me and I was like, what's wrong with you, buddy? He goes, hey, you look pretty warm there. Yeah. You good? Yeah. And you know, with my one leg shorter than the other, I'm sure I was wobbling more than normal. So, yeah. But I did that with one goal in my. And you know what? It goes back to what you were talking about the other day. You and our guy from your place, Western Racket. Yeah. About that. But anyway, but
Western Racket, how he said what?
How you wrestlers
water? But that's all water weight. Was what he was saying.
But still, when you're weighing in, it doesn't matter.
That's true.
So the whole time I was doing that, I was feeling exactly. I was thinking to myself as a wrestler, and I got to make weight.
Yeah, that's not real. He said that. He goes, it's just water. But you're right. The scale's the scale.
Yes. So Todd, with one, ladies and gentlemen.
Did I lose this?
We don't know yet. So we have a $100 bet riding on this. And it goes to charity. It goes to our favorite charities.
Absolutely.
So from a year ago, we had a bet on weight. We weighed in, and then we weighed in again today.
Yeah, but I might want to dispute that a little bit.
Oh, you can't. What can you dispute?
The weight I gave Todd was in June. But I have on my calendar here, September 13th, diet begins, and I have the weight for Todd, me, and Christy.
Yeah, but that wasn't the original deal. The original deal was you guys came in your first day. You said,
you even brought in the scale, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I got all these. Okay,
this is
all
the original.
All right, let's do it.
So on this date, 1 year ago, John Mino weighed 232.6 pounds.
Okay.
All right. Today he weighs 228.4 pounds.
And those 4 pounds were all burnt on the Fox River Trail yesterday. Well, you can go and you can find my droppings all the way through of my fat on the grill. Well, that's what I mean. My fat just kind of like melted off of me.
So that is four.
So I lost 4 pounds
four,
in 1 year.
4.2.
4.2. Okay.
4.2. All right.
All right.
Jim Schmidt, 1 year ago on this date. Now, Jim, you gave me 213. Was it an even 213? I want to make sure we get this right.
No, 213.6.
0.6. Now, that's going to change my math here a little bit. So originally, 1 year ago, Jim was at 213.6. Today, Jim is at 206.8.
Oh, no!
I should be at 200.
You beat me!
Yeah.
So he lost, what, 8?
That's nothing.
8.
No, not 8. 7. Wait.
5.8.
Oh. And John, you're at 4.2.
Oh my gosh, 1 pound.
Sorry, it's 6.8.
At 6?
Yeah.
So you beat me by 2 pounds.
2 pounds.
Wow. I owe you $100.
Well, give it to a new community shelter.
Okay. I'll write a check.
Yeah. Yep. To them. That'd be great.
Wow.
Nice job, guys.
Yes, that was great. That was fun. All right.
You beat me. Wow.
But Jimmy, you were saying you were looking at it and you were gaining weight over just a couple of days, right?
I did. I gained.
When we first started.
We did, because I went from
213.6.
And then on September 13th, I weighed 217.8.
My whole thing yesterday, I brought my life to the brink of
you did
extermination, and I still lost. Oh my God!
All right, well we still got a ways to go, but now we're bringing in more advice. Now you take 90% of the conversation towards you, which is fine. But we had Tad.
What is that? Can we say that again?
When people come in to give us health advice,
community,
you steer the direction towards your personal, and which is fine. That hasn't worked, but I think what we'll do if we want to do something else, Todd, maybe we can come up with something else in 6 months or in a year, because we have to stay at this.
Yeah,
we do.
Well, I figure, if I keep losing 4 pounds every year, by the time I die, I'm gonna be down
8 pounds.
8 pounds.
You know, the other thing,
good looking corpse.
Originally, when we had this grand plan of ping pong balls and
the helicopters,
and bands,
I know,
like fried cheese curds,
mini Summerfest down here.
Absolutely. Yes.
There was something about a burpee challenge too, wasn't there?
Yes, there was. You're right, Todd.
Yeah.
And I think a push up challenge.
Yeah, there were challenges.
But that's before I tore my labrum. No. I always get that wrong. In my shoulder.
Yeah.
God, I'm gonna send you back to school. Okay. All right. I'm up for something else. I don't know exactly what it is going to look like.
Well, maybe our listeners can give you a
Help us out, folks. Listeners, text us, please. What would be a good challenge for Jim and I? And you know what? We won't make it 1 month.
Well, no, 1 month. Get longer than that. Let's
no.
This summer.
No.
John.
Got a couple texts here. Happy anniversary, man. I can't not listen to the program. I laugh. I learn. I love it. What a great way to start the day. Thank you very, very much. Another one here. Happy anniversary. I never miss the show. My day starts out so much better listening or watching Eminem. I've learned a lot and snorted my coffee out of my nose laughing more than once. Thank you. These are nice. Appreciate that, folks.
Yeah, this is super nice. If it's like,
but 1 month from today, we'll do something.
Ooh, Todd, John,
okay, listeners, help us out. Major prize package for whichever one we go with.
I'm okay
listeners,
with that.
Please help us out in 1 month, August. No, what is the month? July 26th. A challenge between Jim and I. Give me a chance. Jim.
No.
When you gamble, if you're playing poker and you win, you don't walk away. That's man rules, guy rules.
Well,
you got to give the other people at least a chance to win back their money.
I can't walk away. That's
so
my problem.
So I'm going to give you 1 month.
Two.
You got to give me, one. You got to give me one. It doesn't have to be really, really
Todd,
physical.
Let me tell you, Todd, the reason I'm bargaining for 60 days versus 30 is.
Sure.
I'm doing this for the kids, Jim.
Yeah, no,
of
kids.
Okay, hey, how about this? Quick poll. Does Jim hate starving kids? Yes or no? I say yes. I say yes. John, the former mayor, Jim Schmidt, hates starving kids. In fact, when we're off the air here during breaks, like, you know what? So what if they don't eat? You know what? Big deal.
Oh, my God. Do you guys see what's going on out here?
No!
Jim, you've got to go out.
Oh, my God.
You've got to go out.
Oh, my God,
folks.
You're not going to believe what's happening outside.
Jim, you've got to go out there right now.
You got to go out.
Take your phone and call in right now.
Folks, we will. We got to tell you what's happening.
That's the.
Oh, my God.
Jim, you've got
to
go out there.
You've got to go out there, Jim. Go right now.
Jim,
don't even wait for the break.
Don't even wait.
Go. Because once they start, folks, you're not going to believe what's happening. They're closing down Washington Street.
What, are you kidding me?
For the anniversary show. Oh, my God.
That isn't happening.
It's not happening. We're not in here. They shut down the parking meters. Now there's a truck out there with orange cones shutting down the street. Get out there. Oh, my God. Not since turkeys fell from helicopters has there been a bigger debacle in radio history. We might be back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
When you think about Labor Day and what it means, do you think about Wisconsin? You should, but let's go back to explain. In the mid-1800s, activists pushed for a day to recognize workers' contributions. President Grover Cleveland signed a law in 1894 making the first Monday of every September a national holiday. So where did the first labor union form in Wisconsin? Wausau? Green Bay? Milwaukee? The answer coming up. The Badger State has an impressive history. Bricklayers and carpenters formed unions in the 1840s and were the first to push for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance. Now, did you guess this all happened first in Milwaukee? The state's labor unions formed in 1847. The National Labor Union didn't form until 1866, 19 years later. Leading the way for other states is this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's a Labor Day edition of Mino and the Mayor. Today we're remembering our anniversary show on June 26th and all the hilarity that took place on that day. Thanks for tuning in. Enjoy your Labor Day from Mino and the Mayor at WGBW and WISS.
Welcome back, folks. Todd, jump in here.
So here's what I'm going to do.
I mean, this is, yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to actually see if I can get out there with a camera.
Okay.
And put it up on our Facebook page.
Okay.
Right now.
Just a little background.
I'll let you explain while I do this. All right? Do your thing.
I mean, we might be fined or something now. This might be our last show.
Here comes Jim.
This might be our last show.
All right.
Let me just set the stage here, Jim.
Okay.
So, folks, for months, it's again, once again, today is our one-year anniversary show. And almost from the very beginning, Jim has had it in his head that when we get to 1 year, we gotta go big. We gotta go really big.
I love parties, celebrations.
And Jim's a go big or go home kind of guy. He just is.
True that.
That's why we love him.
True that.
So, with his connections, he talked to some people about this great event we're going to be having in downtown Green Bay, right on North Washington Street, where he's going to have the street shut down, no parking, and a helicopter was going to come over and drop these little golf ball or ping pong balls, you know, to win like a sub sandwich and things
like that. For our sponsors, right? We're going to have sponsors. Mm-hmm. You can do this with Pella. We could do something with Bellin. Our sponsors mm-hmm. would be in the ping pong balls. And then the other ones would just say happy anniversary.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it was a yes. Yeah. And I you were on the phone when I called the helicopter guy.
I mean,
you were sitting here when I called the helicopter guy. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I give you all the credit in the world.
And I booked the band, Kevin Van Ness and the Packer band.
You booked the cheese curd, Nick.
The cheese curd. Nick, I had. Okay, go ahead.
So anyway, Jim, in his official capacity of, you know, mayor emeritus, whatever you want to call it, pulled some strings, and they shut down the parking meters. And as of right now, the gentlemen are out there closing off North Washington Street.
See all those barricades?
With sawhorses and orange cones.
The signs that say street closed.
Yeah. Street closed.
Like right out the window.
Right out here.
They drove past the window.
Yes.
Did you see all the equipment they had on
there?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
It was a semi. That was a flatbed.
Yeah. Yeah. They're closing off the street for our anniversary show.
That doesn't exist.
There is no anniversary show. This is the anniversary show. I'm sitting in here at the anniversary show. We're not out on the street, but he forgot to cancel that stuff.
No, I explained to him that I said, I'm sorry, I should have copied you on the email. Because I did. I said, we postponed. He goes, what's the new date? And I'm like, that's not my decision. But I,
There is no new date. There's no date.
We are going to do something, but it's going to be much
We're not shutting down Washington
no,
Street.
No.
But I will say this, Todd. I hold him in high esteem. Somehow he pulled strings. He was getting one North Washington Street shut down. It's the busiest street in Brown County at this time of day. And somehow he arranged to get it shut down, which they're doing right now.
I know that's...
They're not really shutting it down, right? You got rid of him?
I did. And the guy was cool about it. He goes, look, you know,
there'll be a fine sent to the radio station.
Yeah, I said, I mean, those guys are probably working overtime.
I said I sent an email, but I did not copy you on it. And I should have. But anyway, I thought... If you send it, that the communication within the city, when I was mayor, this would have been.
When I was mayor.
It would have been communicated.
I'm sure you would have communicated with everybody. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, I want to thank the DPW for
being so. We need to apologize.
I did. Hey, look.
Eric, are you listening?
I'm not apologizing.
Steve Grenier. Can you call Eric?
No, Steve Grenier. Actually, Steve Grenier is the guy.
Whoever it is. We want to thank them.
Chris Pirlo.
And we want to make it up to them.
Oh. Jim's going to take you out to dinner.
Yeah, something.
Yeah. Oh, my Lord. Folks, I'm not. This is surreal. This is literally surreal. Let the whole parking area over there. You can't park there today because there's bags over the meters because of our anniversary show that Jim organized. And now, two big burly guys in their fluorescent vest in a flatbed truck.
Oh, my gosh.
With sawhorses and orange cones. And signs are shut. We're about to shut down.
Yeah, good thing
North Washington Street.
Yeah,
thank God Todd somehow just glanced out the window and saw them
going on up there.
Going to work.
I have to say this. So if anybody from corporate's listening right now,
yes,
I need a flipping raise for dealing with these people.
There's not even a question
right now.
No question about
that.
We
had the bands. I did cancel the band. That I did. I called Kevin.
I canceled. That's funny because Cheese Curds. I canceled him yesterday.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
I actually had to cancel Kevin because he called me like
Kevin Van Ness?
Yeah.
Oh.
He called me like a week ago or texted me. He says, are we doing this? I said, no, we're not doing this. Nope.
God.
So I've got a picture. If you're on our Facebook, if you're not on our Facebook, search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or WISS. There is a picture right there.
Look at the equipment they've got.
Jim talking to the guy.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. I mean, they had the flashing sign.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the sign was going to say, congratulations, yes, Mino and the Mayor.
1 year anniversary. Close for Mino and the Mayor anniversary show.
Watch out for dropping ping pong balls.
Yes. Oh, my.
All right, let's move on. All right.
John, in all your years doing broadcasting, have you ever encountered...
Nothing close. Nothing even close to what has happened this morning. In all the bizarre things I've been experienced in my lifetime in radio, close to city workers pulling up with a big flatbed to shut off the busiest street in Green Bay for the former mayor's anniversary radio show. Yeah. That doesn't exist. Has never existed. Never will exist.
Oh, my God.
But they're shutting it all down.
So hard.
It's...
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Never. Right.
Well,
never. Yeah. Never. Never.
We'll do something.
Never.
All right. Did we call off the media, too?
I mean, this is invited them. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my Lord.
Well, you know, it can be done, so we'll get a team together.
Let's not start this again. We're going to do something. It'll probably be in the evening. We'll have, a dinner thing someplace.
Absolutely.
Do a little show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Invite our listeners over. Jim can bring his sock puppets and do a puppet show or something like that.
Wow. But
holy crap.
Wow. That's all I can say is...
Well, I want
to... I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. When my heart skipped a beat. Oh no! Oh no! They're actually shutting down Washington.
We'd have got some complaints, maybe.
You think so?
I think that's...
Oh, I don't know, Jim. I don't think the busiest street where everybody's trying to get to work here at 6:57 in the morning would have a problem all of a sudden shut down.
I think we understand. All right.
The whole show we're gonna be talking about.
We are
about
not
this.
Dropping this. No. But again, I don't know if I'm supposed to laugh at this or just be in awe that he pulled it off.
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll.
I just wonder how far his power goes. Can we get Jim to do for us,
yes,
right?
Yes.
It's people are so nice, and they just, I called him and said,
"You still wield the big stick."
I don't know about that.
Wow.
Well, thank you, Steve, Eric.
We got to apologize. We need to publicly apologize.
Get them on the line for us. Yeah,
I'll give them a call. Steve on. All right, I'll do that during the break.
All right.
Anyway, happy anniversary, Johnny.
Yeah, you keep him. Back after this.
What a gift.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we sit down and talk to labor leaders from all over Wisconsin for our Labor Day celebration. Please join us and happy Labor Day.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.